We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Mac's going to go long. He's got Waddle behind the defense. He's going to get a whole lot more than 22. Waddle's got it. He's to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. All right, Coach Saban, you can be upset, but you can smile at the same time. 87 yards, touchdown, Mack to Waddle. How about that?
Welcome to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover, and it's time to take a look at the best of Crimson Tide Sports Network programming from this past week. Alabama football got the week started with a resounding 52-24 win over Texas A&M last Saturday at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Monday means it's time for Crimson Tide Rewind at 6 p.m. Central from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. This week, Eli Gold was joined by John Parker Wilson, who thought Alabama players did well playing in the reduced capacity of Bryant-Denny Stadium this past week.
They did a really good job. I did notice it seemed like the players were making a more of a point to be a little more rowdy, a little more rambunctious after plays on the sidelines, trying to get it going, because it is unique. You know, these guys, even in the spring game, are going to have more than the 20,000 people that were there in the stadium. So I think our guys learned a lot from week one to week two, where the first week you had no idea what to expect or what was going to go on. And week two followed up their performance in week one against Missouri and really came out of the gates really hot.
On Tuesday, our Facebook Live show, The Other Booth, presented by Alabama One Credit Union, featured my visit with the voice of the Ole Miss Rebels, David Kellum. He described what head coach Lane Kiffin has brought to Ole Miss during his first year in Oxford.
A lot of excitement. He did a nice job when Florida Atlantic came in here and really got the fan base stirred up. And then, you know, when we had COVID hit, you lose the spring opportunity to work with your team, and then we all were going through, you know, how bad is this? What are we dealing with? And so it kind of put sports on a back burner to some degree. But Lane's been wonderful to work with, and he's just a tremendous offensive mind, as you guys know, at Alabama, and has surrounded himself with some incredible coaches. So we feel really good about where everything's in place. But I know that he feels like he may be, you know, behind the eight ball a little bit on trying to get this team where it needs to be. And, of course, recruiting has been sort of a different animal, too, for these coaches. So for a first-year staff and any of the first-year staffs across the country, it's been some added hurdles to have to deal with. It seems like that they have done a good job of you know, maneuvering through it. I think offensively you can see what we've done in the first 2 weeks, that he's really got that going the way that he would like to see it go. And there's always room for improvement for every single week. But Lane's been great. The call on the touchdown in overtime was a typical, you know, Kiffin-type play where it get reverse motion and leaked Elijah Moore into the end zone, and they were fooled on the play. I mean, he's just a great offensive mind. We're glad to have him, that's for sure.
Kellum will call the game for Ole Miss Radio, while on television, fans across the country will hear Sean McDonough on ESPN. McDonough joined me Friday for The Big Picture, presented by Legacy of Hope Alabama. McDonough is very familiar with Alabama this year, having also called the season opener against Missouri. He also saw this program more than 20 years ago when he called SEC games for CBS, and he discussed what has changed since then with the success of the Nick Saban era.
If it's not the greatest coaching job in the history of college football, it is certainly among them. I mean, to me, it'd be amazing to analyze any program and wonder if Bear Bryant was the greatest coach you've ever had. I think we would have thought that would be the case for all time, and nobody would really even come that close to challenging that. And now you look at Nick, what Nick has done. I think that's an interesting argument that people could have, and I'm sure do have, especially in your neck of the woods. So, he's just built it to the point where you expect them to be a contender for the national championship every year, and that's really what they are. When we mentioned the beginning of the Missouri game, they're coming off an 11-2 season, and it was devastating to talk to the players and coaches who were there last year. They were almost embarrassed by it. Used words like pathetic and hugely disappointing. At 11-2, most places, they celebrate for the entire off season. So it's a high bar that they've set, but they're matching it again. I think we've had Clemson already. We had their opener against Wake Forest. We saw them a lot in person last year. This would be our second look at in Alabama in three games. I think from a talent standpoint, they're very, very even, and obviously both exceptionally well coached. And I think the only other team that really will have a chance to be in that conversation from a talent standpoint when they start playing is Ohio State. To me, from a talent standpoint, those three are ahead of everybody else. I think George is close. There might be a couple others that are close, but to me, it's Alabama, Clemson, probably Ohio State, and then it's everybody else.
Thursday afternoon brought a visit on Facebook Live with Ken Gaddy, the director of the Paul W. Bryant Museum on the University of Alabama campus as part of our Alabama Legends series. Ken talked about the reopening of the Bryant Museum and what fans can expect next Saturday when going to the museum before the home game against Georgia.
Well, we were shut down a large part of the summer, or really from kind of that mid of spring break through just a couple of weeks ago. So we're back open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to the public. That's Thursday through Sunday, 9 until 4. So we want people to come by, come see us. We also have tickets online now, so you can buy tickets in advance. So go to BryantMuseum.com, and you can purchase your tickets online.
Next week, it's Alabama against Georgia back at home in Tuscaloosa. Just remind our fans once again about what's going on at the Bryant Museum on game day.
Yeah, we'll be open from 9 until 6, have extended hours that day. Come by and be with us pregame. And also we'll remind people that we'll have the Crystal Football National Championship Trophy on display here. If you have your photo taken with it, they'll have all the safety measures in place, and they'll digitally send that to you. So bring your family and friends by the museum and be part of the Alabama football experience on game day.
Thursday nights on the network means it's time for Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. Hosted by Eli Gold at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, head coach Nick Saban made his first in-person appearance of the season at the restaurant this week.
Separated by this plexiglass barrier, but nevertheless, I recognize the guy on the other side of the glass here. I'm glad you've been able to come out and play tonight, Coach. We've missed you the last few weeks.
Well, I'm glad to be here, to be honest with you. It's I didn't really like doing this thing at home on the
Zoom,
video. Yeah. But so I was kind of missed everybody here and miss coming here on Friday night. This is one Thursday night. This is my one exposure to human beings,
sure,
through the course of the week. So I kind of enjoy it, even though we won't be able to have the interaction that we usually have. I was happy to get back and try to do the show here.
Yeah, a lot of folks didn't know you were going to be here, so we don't have people hanging from the rafters like we normally do, but it's great to have you here.
Coach Saban also gave his final word of the night, presented by Mercedes-Benz.
Well, I think that this game is really a game that is an opportunity for us to continue to develop and improve, because we're certainly not where we need to be as a team yet. And for us to show that we have the kind of resiliency as a team to sustain with consistency to eliminate some of these errors, to have the right mindset to go into a tough situation and probably a tough circumstance to play in and be able to overcome it and not let us affect us. I think the last time we played in a situation like this was about 5 years ago when we played in Georgia. Must have rained 5 inches.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you couldn't even see. The wipers couldn't, you know, get the water off fast enough when we were going in the bus.
Yeah.
And but it didn't affect our team because of the mental toughness, the mindset that we had, that we could just overcome anything. We looked at it like an opportunity. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of growth we have in our team relative to those kind of situations and those circumstances. And I think that people can get stale psychologically, especially in a time like this when you've been practicing a long time before you played a game. And I don't think you can allow yourself to do that. You have to make choices and decisions that do the things that you need to do to continue to improve and grow and help yourself create value, but also to help your team create value. And I don't think you can allow yourself to get stale in a time like this. You know, you have to make choices, you have to choose energy, and you have to say, match me. You know, this is the way I'm going to do this. I want you to, everybody else to match me on my team. So that's the kind of team development I want to see in our team. I think this is going to be a really challenging game for our defense. And I think when you play a team like this that has a very prolific offense that scores a lot of points, the entire team has to take it upon their shoulders. You know, we have to do a good job offensively of keeping the ball. We have to do a great job on special teams controlling field position so that when this offense gets on the field, we're not going to always be behind the eight ball on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't turn the ball over. You can't give them good field position. You got to keep the ball. You got to have some time at possession. So all those things are going to be critical in this game. And I really wanted to say, and I said it earlier, that I really appreciate the spirit we had in Bryant-Denny Stadium last week. It was not like 100,000, but the 20,000 that were there certainly were.
You knew they were there.
We knew they were there.
Exactly. Right. Coach, have a good rest of the week. We'll see you in Oxford.
Thanks for listening to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. To listen or watch full episodes of the content you just heard, be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also watch our video show archives on YouTube, and it's easy to subscribe to the Alabama Insider Podcast, available on all podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and so many more. Remember, our coverage of Alabama football at Ole Miss this Saturday begins at 3:30 p.m. Central on the network, with kickoff at 6:30 p.m. on your local radio affiliate or worldwide on TuneIn Radio. Thanks for listening, and roll Tide!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.